Blog Talk Radio.
How to reach the masses, men of every birth, form and answer. Jesus gave the key.
Gregory Scott, welcome once again to WGUM, Glory United Ministries, featuring Pastor Patricia Benjamin. Before we bring her on, I'll let you hear Paul Martin reminding us that the best days are yet to come.
You may think that it's over, that your life is done.
Oh my, is yet to come.
Don't sweat the challenge, your battle's already won. Listen, y'all. See, God writes the end before the story begins. Oh, he told me to tell you the best
is yet to come.
As the author of your faith, he wrote a provision for you to win. You're a winner, you're a winner, you're a winner.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
I don't care what people told you, you ain't seen no.
You ain't seen your best days.
Oh, well,
you ain't seen your best days yet.
Stay in the word, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother. What you know?
Is on the way. I see you eagle, I see you flying high. Ooh, you ain't seen nothing, you ain't seen nothing, you ain't seen nothing. I know you may think that you have, but God told me to tell you, you gotta keep on fighting, keep on praying. You ain't seen nothing.
Bless you truly. This is the day that the Lord he hath made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. You ain't seen your best days yet, for the best is yet to come. We thank God for Jesus, and we thank Jesus also for his blood, because his blood is what cleansed us from all unrighteousness. It's the blood that gives us strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. You know, I think it's sad that we would only think to sing that beautiful song for communion, but the blood is with us every day. The blood is giving us strength from day to day. Paul says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. The blood of Jesus makes all the difference in your life, when you have the blood of Jesus on the inside of you, it makes a difference in your life. It makes a difference in your walk. It makes a difference in your talk. I'm talking about the blood that cleanses us from all iniquities, all unrighteousness. The blood will never lose its power. The blood never stops working. I let it go, Shia. The blood still works. And we thank God for it on tonight. That I'm so glad that I've been born again, for I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. The song said, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, for I'm an heir of salvation, purchased by God, born of his spirit, and washed, hallelujah, in his blood. This is my story. Hey, what kind of story do you have on tonight? Can you testify that this is my story? And this is my song. I'm praising my Savior all the day long. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Hallelujah, Jesus. Can you say on tonight, oh, no, we do like to quote, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. But can you say, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine? I feel that all down in my sanctified soul. Oh, what a foretaste. I'm excited of glory divine. Just thinking about, I'm an heir of salvation. I don't have to be kicked out of the royal palace on tonight. Why? Because I'm an heir to the blood of Jesus Christ. And I cannot be put out. Not going to be disinherited. Then I'm going to worry about what color my skin is. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. I may not be the queen, but I sure got a king. And his name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. I got a king tonight. How about you? That's why I can say, blessed assurance, Jesus my. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I feel good tonight. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. And then there's one verse in there that says perfect submission and perfect delight, vision of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending bring from above echoes of mercy. When you got Jesus, you got echoes of mercy and whispers of love. This is my story. This is my song. I tell you, I feel like I can fly praising my Savior all the day long. Then we got perfect submission. All is at rest. I look at this now. I and my Savior am happy and blessed. I'm watching and waiting. You watch with prayer. You watch with praises unto God. That's how you watch. You don't look with your natural eye, but you look in the spirit and you bless God. Like David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. I am watching and waiting. Looking above My God, today. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. It is good to be in this place on tonight. This place, I mean, with this communion, this relationship with Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. I am so grateful tonight that I know him, that I can truly, truly say. There was a time when I used to sing this song. This is my story, and this is my song. I was just singing words, but now I can truly claim him as my true and risen Savior because the blood gave me a bath. It cleaned me from my sins and my unrighteousness. I can truly say tonight, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. We got a lot going on in the world today, and I am so grateful that God has been mindful of us in just a few days to get out vaccines. So many of them, hundreds of thousands, millions of them are getting out to the people. That's a merciful God, a loving, kind God, a loving, kind Father who cares about the children on earth. And we thank Jesus tonight. Yes, we thank God for our president, Joseph Biden, but we ought to give honor to whom honor is due. Yes, Joe is due a pat on the back. Yes, he is. But don't forget the Creator in anything that goes on. God is in control, and God has allowed us to be able to have the man in the helm that has a heart for the people. God bless him. But God bless God. Oh, I understand that my Dr. Scott let me know earlier that my soloist mother is on the line. Mother Janie blesses us each week, I tell you, with Song of Zion, what God put on her heart. And we are so, at least I am, so grateful and so thankful that mother gets on and she sings to the glory and honor of the Lord. And I praise her for that. I bless God for her. Mother Janie is going to come at this time. And you know, don't get lost in the sauce, but listen to the words of the song that she's singing and glean from that, and get your praise on, and just bless God that he has allowed us to be in the land of the living. Dr. Scott, it's in your hands.
Good afternoon.
Bless you, Mother.
The song I'm about to sing is What a Mighty God We Serve.
And you better go ahead now.
Tonight, I'm asking you to pray, Pastor Patricia, for my nephew. My pastor, we found out that he's sick with cancer, Reverend Hodges. We just found out about that this week, and pray for him. My Auntie Desalyn Johnson, all them under the weather and sick, but God is in control. Song I'm about to sing for all of them is, What a Mighty God We Serve. What a Mighty God We Serve. You know he woke me up this morning, started me on my way. What a Mighty God We Serve. Oh, but what a mighty God we serve. A God, Jesus, woke me up this morning, guided me on my way. What a mighty God we serve.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
He had to do it, but he did. He didn't have to do it, but he did. He woke me up this morning, guided me on my way. What a mighty God we serve.
Amen.
And
yes.
This is the God we serve. Jesus,
yes,
is the God we serve. You know he woke me up this morning, started me on my way. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. What,
yes,
a mighty God we serve. Thank,
amen,
you.
Amen. Yes, God bless you, Mother Janie. Thank you for your patience. Yes, and go on and praise him, and thank you for being with us, aboard with us on this journey. What a mighty God we serve. And I sing that same song, and mine is a little bit different from hers, but we are still letting the world know that we serve a risen Savior. He is mighty. And I sing it a little different. I sing, what a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. And then we sing, Jesus is the God we serve, and we let the devil know that we don't serve him. Jesus is the God we serve. Angels bow before him. My God, today, heaven and earth adore him. Ha! Jesus is the God we serve. I'm just so happy tonight that I know Jesus. There's a lot of sickness in the land. There's deaths in the land. I just learned tonight that my cousin Lisa is under the weather, and we are believing God for a speedy recovery. Sometime God allow us to be down just so that we can look up. And then while we're looking up, he will give us strength in our body to get up and keep it moving. That's the mighty God she just sung about. He woke me up this morning, she said, and started me on my way. I tell you, y'all better leave me alone. I feel the presence of God all over me. He woke me up this morning. That's something to brag about. He woke me up this morning because somebody didn't wake up this morning. My cousin Lisa told me that a friend that I went to school with, well, he's the age of my brother Rock, but we all went to the same school and lived in the same town. Brother Jimmy Clark has passed away, gone home to be with the Lord, and he was a victim of COVID-19, and yet the blood is running warm in our veins, and God has protected us. We go in and out of buildings, and we go here, there, and yonder, and we sometimes come in encounter with people that just refuse to wear their masks. But God has smiled on us. He has kept the death angel awake from us. He has kept us safe thus far. And my pastor preaches on Sunday, and she prays, and she says, God, if COVID should attack us, do not allow us to be put in the hospital on a ventilator. Let us be able to stay home in quarantine and get all right. And we thank God for that, because I know some here in Delaware have had that COVID-19, but none went in the hospital. All stayed home and quarantined, and we thank God for Jesus. Again, we thank him for his blood. Thank you, Mother, for what a mighty God we serve, and for all those that mother had a request for her pastor. Mother has a pastor, and yet she's on with me every Wednesday night. We've got some people that say, well, I go to church on Sunday. I got my own church. I got my own pastor that I listen to. But let me tell you, Mother is on with Glory United Ministry every Wednesday night, and she don't mind singing the song, whatever God put in her heart to sing. And I thank you, Mother, and we're going to be lifting up Mother Janie's pastor, Pastor Reverend Hodges. Very nice man, a fine man, a good teacher of the gospel. I met Reverend Hodges years ago, and he has funeralized two of my family members, my sister's eldest son and my sister's husband. And we look forward to hearing Reverend. We don't like hearing him under those circumstances, but he truly is worth listening to. And I thank God for Reverend Hodges, and I ask God to release the healing virtue now in Reverend Hodges' life. God, his work is not yet finished. I ask that you would touch his body from the crown of his head down to the very soles of his feet. God, he is a servant of yours. He preaches the gospel. He feeds the flock. He feeds the sheep. God, I ask that you would do what the doctors cannot do. And if, God, that you want him to go way of the knife or go way by chemo or whatever way, God, I ask that you would be with him, making sure that everything goes all right for Reverend Hodges. Well, I believe that Reverend Hodges had the same song that I was quoting when we came on the air, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. He's an heir of salvation. He's been purchased by God. And, you know, the scripture lets us know how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel. So we will certainly keep, thank you, Mother Janie, for letting us know that we need to pray for your pastor, and we will do just that. And then your family member, your nephew, and other family members of yours that need prayer, we ask God to be God and Lord in their life, and that if they haven't surrendered and said, yes, Lord, let them get a blood bath so that should the Lord decide not to heal them, that they will lift up their eyes in heaven, because no one wants to go to hell for real. I don't really think they realize how real heaven and hell is, because if you go to hell, you're going to be there forever. And you won't be sleeping, you won't be partying, you won't be drinking, none of that. Mm-mm. You'll be on fire. Yeah, fire and brimstone, gnashing of teeth. Read about hell. I think we preachers need to preach about hell, so we don't want to run the people away. No, we want to run them to Jesus, run them away from hell and the devil, and run them to Jesus. Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for the yoke I have is easy. And the burden, oh Lord, the burden I have for you is also light. So if you are carrying a burden tonight and it's heavy, it didn't come from Jesus. It came from the devil. If you're carrying one that's light, one that's easy, you can rest. You can kick back and say, for God I live, for God I died. Just want to say thank you forever and ever for all that you've done for me. I got two passages of scripture going on in my head. See, this is where I need my reader, because I can tell my reader to get this, that, or the other. But let's just do this one quickly, and then I'll move on. Psalms, write it down now. Psalms 24, we're not going to be here much longer. A half an hour, it looked like, has gone by. And we're usually on for an hour, and I quit about 3 weeks ago, 15 minutes before 8 o'clock, and my sister called me when the service was over. And she said, "Sissy," I said, "Yeah." She said, "You know you quit and still had 15 more minutes to go." I said, "Oh, bless his name." So I said, "Okay," but I'm learning that when God is finished, I'm finished. Don't want to prolong it and wear you out. And sometime if God get rung up, I might go over the 8 o'clock hour. But I appreciate her listening to the point to where she said, "Sissy has finished already." But look here. Look at what I just looked at over here in this Psalms right quick. I'm going here. I'm all over the place tonight. Mother get me stirred up every week. What a mighty God we serve. I tell you, I went to the doctor myself today, and you all know I was very ill back the first of the year, January. I had an infection that I had not had in about 15, 20 years. And a lot of people were saying, "Well, you know, you got all the symptoms of COVID-19. You need to go to the emergency room. You need that was calling. You don't feel no better." Well, my poor sister, I think I worried her. She said, "Sissy, please go to the emergency room. Sister, you don't sound good." I said, "I'll be all right. I'll be all right. I'm just going to do like Grandma, drink my chicken soup and trust in the Lord." And God brought me through. I did get a prescription, and that really helped me get through. And then I went to see my ENT doctor, because it was in the head. And I went up there, and he gave me some nasal sprays, two of them. I only used one of them. One was for night and two shoots, or one of them for the daytime, and then at night from another nasal. I never opened the night when I shot the day one and started feeling better, and I quit. Then I got there today, and he said, "Well, your nose is clear. Your ears is fine." He said, "I said, you're doing all right. What you say?" I said, "I told you so." I said, "My headache is gone, too." He said, "Well, I think you're doing just great." So to God be the glory. What a mighty God we serve. I wasn't going to that emergency room. That folks digging all up in my nose. I can't stand that. So I laid here, and the song that I sang became a reality. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I'm going to trust in the Lord until I die. Oh, yeah. I'm going to trust in the Lord. I'm going to trust. I wish my mom was here to play that for me. I tell you, I could get something done with her on that organ. My God, today, I tell you, I miss my mother. My praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. I am reading from Psalms 22. Write it down. Write it down. I'm almost finished. And this is verse 25. My praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. I will pay my vows before them that fear him. Turning the page. And this is what it says here. This is what caught my eye. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. I tell you, that's some good pickings right there. I could stay right there and preach from that. Some people say, "Well, you need to read the whole chapter, or with Psalms, this, you know, this number. You need to read the whole division and this, that, and the other." But let me tell you something. I can preach from one word in the Bible, because there's so many things I can bring from that one word. But the meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him, my God, today. Your heart shall live forever. All the, let's go to 27 now, because that was 26. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord. Let me tell you something. With this COVID-19, if you don't remember how good God is, how good God has been, what a mighty God we serve. He take care of us. He take care of us going out. He take care of us coming in. Oh, my God. He take care of us when we lay down. He take care of us when we get up. If you don't remember, my God, today, the anointing of God, I feel it all in my jaw. I tell you, God, I thank you. Come on and bless the Lord with me. Ah, God, I feel good. Dr. Scott, when I'm done, I want to hear he'll make it all right. Yes, he will. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord, and all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before thee. For the kingdom is the Lord's, my God, and he is the governor among the nations. All they that be fat upon earth shall eat and worship. All they that go down to the dust shall bow before him, and none can keep alive his own soul. You hear that? You are not capable of keeping your own soul alive. Only one can do that is the Lord himself. So don't think so high and mighty of who you think you are. Well, I'm so and so and so, and I got a degree from this school, and I got one from that and over there, and I got another. I'm going online to get this hell one. But you cannot keep your soul. Yes, knowledge is much needed. God had knowledgeable men and women. Deborah, she was a judge. There's nothing wrong with knowledge. There's nothing wrong with your education, just like money. They both are the same. What would you rather have? Would you rather have money and no knowledge? Knowledge and no money. I think you need to put them together, because knowledge is money and money is knowledge. Take that to the bank. Oh, bless his name. Because if you got money and you're a fool and don't know what to do with it and don't know how to manage it and misappropriate your funds, you won't have anything. And if you have knowledge and don't use it in the proper manner, you still have nothing. So in other words, you need the Lord to be an equalizer for you. Oh, bless his name. I know a young lady with 4 degrees and lights get turned off. She's been infected more than one time because she did not know how to manage what she was supposed to manage. Oh, my God, today I know I'm talking to somebody. Oh, my God, I tell you, look here. Let's just go on down here. See, I get excited. All they that be fat upon the earth shall eat and worship. All they that go down to the dust shall bow before him, and none can keep alive his own soul. A seed shall serve him. It shall be accounted to the Lord for a generation. They shall come and shall declare his righteousness unto a people that shall be born, that he have done this. My God, all of this takes place in that 22nd division of Psalm before you get to 23 that says, the Lord is my shepherd. But if you cannot be satisfied with the meat that you eat that God has given you, because he said he did the meat shall eat and be satisfied. If you ain't satisfied in 22, you can't claim 23. Don't even bother to claim 23. My God, today I was going to read from the 24th division of Psalm. And let me give you a little nugget from there. Thank you, Father. It says, the earth is the Lord. Now, know who the earth belongs to. The earth is the Lord. You may own a piece of property, but the property belongs to the earth that God gave it. So you still don't own it rightfully. Your name is on it, but the dirt belongs to God that your house is sitting on. Oh, my God. Oh, your name is on it for them to collect some money, but the dirt belongs to God. So you ain't got all that. Okay, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein, for he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the flood. Who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord? That's a question mark. Or who shall stand in the holy place? He that has clean hands. You hear that? Clean hands. That means, let's don't go and get no soap and water. Soap and water do not clean your hands in this passage of scripture here. It's your soul is clean and the blood have cleansed you. And you are walking upright and you're living right. You're talking right. You're not backbiting. You're not backsliding. You're not stirring up a ruckus. You're not being like the wicked man. Oh, my God. The scripture said, let the wicked man forsake his way. If you doing anything against what God has said for you to do, you got filthy, dirty hands. He that hath, listen again, back up. Who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands. Look at this, and a pure heart. Your heart can't be corrupt. Your heart can't always be thinking of mischief. Your heart cannot be wicked. Your heart cannot always be scheming and plotting and going, trying to whip up something against people or something. Oh, just ugly, ugly hands. Your hands are filthy. And God said you cannot stand in his holy place like that, because you're none of his. You belong to the devil. He had clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive. Look at what you're going to get. Look at what you're going to get. What you're going to get. What you're going to get. This is better than the stimulus check. What you're going to get. What you're going to get. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord. It's greater than the stimulus check. We'll take it when it comes. But what do you really want? Do you want clean hands and a pure heart, so that you can receive the blessing of the Lord? And if the stimulus check for me is a blessing from the Lord, because you know the church folk going to see it as a blessing from God, the ungodly folk is not going to see it, some of them, as a blessing from God. They'll just take it and won't even pay tithe off of it. They'll blow it in a heartbeat. And guess what? It won't accomplish much either. You know what? You can do more with 9 cents than you can with 10 cents when it comes to paying tithes and offerings. Give God his 10% benefits off of the 9 will bless you better than the whole 10 that you kept. Listen to that again. Keep the 10 and lose the 9. Get rid of the 10 and gain the 9. That you can do more with the 9 than you can with the 1. So give God what belongs to him. For that stimulus check that you hope to receive. Bless God, because it didn't have to be. God put a man there to help us. I'm sure there'll be more to come. I'm having a ball tonight. I hope you are. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob Selah. But you see, it is good to read the Bible. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Didn't I tell you all in the beginning, I might not be a queen, but I got a king? Jesus is my king. Jesus is my king. We sang a song when I was a child. He's my king. Oh, how I dearly love him. He's my king. No other name above him. All day long, he sanctified my soul. I think that's how it went. But anyway, hallelujah. He's my king. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? Somebody wants to know. The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. You got a king like this? Wow. You don't have to worry. And don't you be afraid. The Lord is with you all the time. So don't you even fret. For God is your king, a king strong and mighty. God is your king, so let his praises ring. Now that came straight from heaven. Never heard that tune before, but God dropped that in the spirit. Let his praises ring. You got a king. Thank you, God. Your king is strong and mighty. Your king is mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Come on, come on. Lift your heads up. You don't have any reason to have your head down. Yes, Sister Janie has sickness in her family, but she got to lift up her head because she's got a king that's strong and mighty. She got a king that's strong in battle. My cousin is lying in her bed, but she don't have to have her head down tonight. Why? Because she's got a king. His name is Jesus. And he will carry her through. Just ask the Savior to help you. Comfort, strengthen, he'll keep you. Jesus is willing to help you. Jesus, hey, carry you through. And I think about it. I think about one of my pastor friends, Pastor Gwen Merrill, who lost her brother. And I'm asking God to strengthen her. Why? Because she had the King of glory on the inside. I don't pray like people do. I don't know all this traditional stuff. I just want to get straight to God and say, Lord, do it. Do it. He know what needs to be done. I know it's nice to call Jesse's name. It's nice to call Joe's name. It's nice to call Peter, Paul, and John, all of them, Almond Joy, whatever you call it. But if I just say, Lord, touch, he knows what's in my heart, and he knows that I'm covering everyone. Oh, God, yeah, nice sometimes to hear folks call your name, but you know what? If I don't call your name and I say, Lord, touch everywhere, that just covered everybody. And guess what? If I start calling names, I might forget your name. Or to call your name. But if I say, God, everyone that's listening to the sound of my voice, do it for them. That was a great prayer that I just prayed, and I saved myself a few words. I'm almost done. I'm enjoying myself tonight. Oh, my God. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? the Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit and the people of God says amen. And thank you, Jesus. I give honor right now to my precious sister, Sister Jackie Grant, who counted not robbery to call and say, get on tonight. Because you never know what God may have. Just one word. And it's just for you. Something you've been asking God for. Something you had in the face of God. And the preacher or the teacher or the songster might have just what you need. Because I don't always know what you need. I know what I hear God say, put out there. But it's for you to have your rake and rake it in to yourself. I thank God for my sister, Jackie, who really advocates for Glory United Ministries. She contributes a lot to this program, and I thank God for her. I love her dearly. And I thank God for Dr. Scott, who for 9 years have sponsored me. He is my best friend, and I thank God for him, for being there for me. When my mother was ill, he was there for me. Anything that I said I needed or I'm lying for my mother, he got on his computer, he ordered it, and in 2 days it was there at my mother's house. When I was in Delaware and I had doctor's appointments, and my husband, who is deceased, and he would say, I'll keep your mom. You go do what you got to do. I thank God for him because, you know, it's good to have a good friend, somebody that is there for you through thick and thin. And he has been my friend through this ordeal in losing my husband last year. He has been there to help through those moments where everybody else is home and in their house with their family or their cousin or talking to someone on the phone, and I'm sitting in an apartment all by myself. He has been there for me. He says, come on over here with me and Jimmy and hang out with us. And I appreciate that because others were afraid, you know, to even pick the phone and call you and say, how are you doing? I'm praying for you. So I thank God that tells us to give honor to whom honor is due, and I thank God for you. And I'm trying not to get in trouble with my sister to end it 15 minutes before. So, Dr. Scott, if you would close us out with He'll Make It All Right, and I will be back on next Wednesday at 7. Mother, I just bless God for you. And just give Reverend Hodges a big hug for me and tell him that I love him because I really do appreciate him. And we don't want to lose any soldiers in the army of the Lord. And we're just going to believe God that he'll be able to retire and relax and keep right on teaching. Dr. Scott, I am at your mercy. Yes, sir.
Want you to know that the South Carolina contingent is represented, and you also have one from 718 and one from 704. So we're expanding our audience.
Well, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Amen. God bless you. I hope you heard.
He'll make it all right.
He'll make it all right. He'll make it.
Now, in the meantime, if any of you listeners want to make a comment, have a word, speak to Pastor Benjamin, I'll be happy to open up your line. All you need to do is press 1, and that will show up on my screen, and we'll do it. Well, nobody's pressing 1, so he'll make it all right.
He'll make it all right.
He'll make it all right. He'll make it all right.
God is able.
God is able.
Whatever you need.
Whatever you need.
He'll supply.
He'll supply.
Whatever is broken.
Whatever is broken.
He can fix it.
He can fix it.
No need to worry.
No need to worry.
He's alive.
He's alive.
Whole church, he'll make it all right.
Control.